Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com.
Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can, because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing
this. Right.
Or go
a different direction. I always tell you, a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And
and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time the 4 years I was there. And I really only lasted... I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. There, everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about, you know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office. In one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it
making it
along
last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you. That the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Here's some good news about a man who was fighting cancer, and this was just weeks before he was to wed his love. His name is Will Law. His doctor told him that he had an aggressive brain tumor just a couple of weeks before he got married. He's 39 years old. He was not only worried about his health, but whether the surgery would impact his memory as he was planning to get married. The surgeon said, Will, and talking to his fiance, Lindsay, they both live in St. Petersburg, Florida, what should they do? And they agreed to get married before the surgery.
Sweet.
So he married this lady before he had surgery on his brain tumor, talking about how wonderful she is. He works in a brewing company. They had their proposal last August in front of family and friends. And then the problem, he was playing golf one day and he lost his grip and he fell down.
Wow.
He thought he had pinched a nerve in his neck or something. He tried CBD creams and that sort of thing for the pain relief. Didn't do him any good. He said his arm was just flapping away like a chicken wing. He couldn't control it. So he went to see the doctor, had an MRI. Apparently he had a car crash in 2015 and it affected his brain. And so he met with the neurosurgeon just before they got married. Should we postpone the wedding was the question from his wife-to-be. And Lindsay said, nope, we have to deal with it, but we're going to get married. And so they put their concern on hold for a little bit. They married on the beach in St. Augustine. The operation after that took 5 hours. He was awake for the whole operation. Lindsay, the now wife, remembers the surgeon telling her that Will had suffered a seizure while he was on the table, and as a result, they weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. So he apparently needs more treatment, but she said, I'm just happy to have him alive. There was a blood clot. I mean, this is his...
What a good reminder, though, to find your happiness when you can.
Yes.
Because how many of us put off things that make us happy?
Yep. Right.
Because we think the timing isn't right.
Not off till tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Not a good idea. All right. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I can see my favorite dog playing the piano as we get into our discussion this week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend. Also, you can hear Warren's tips every day on the Good Day program. Warren Eckstein here with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. It's Gotcha Day. Well, how does that apply to dogs?
Well,
gotcha.
Most people... At least most people I know try to celebrate their dog or cat's birthday. However, the majority of my listeners, and I'm sure your listeners too, adopt or rescue dogs and cats. So you have no idea what their birthday is. So what they have is what they call Gotcha Day. It's the day you adopted that dog or cat, and that's his birthday from this point on. I think it's a great idea. You just take part of the family. Everyone has a birthday, and I think our dogs and cats at a rescue deserve a birthday as well. So Gotcha Day is all about celebrating the fact the day you adopted that dog or cat and brought him home.
Oh, sweet. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
I gotcha. All right, I was doing talking to Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the doctors that we carry on the program with advice every week for folks about their health, and one of the discussions was depression and how it takes its toll on you, heart disease, Alzheimer's, all kinds of things. And, you know, there are now drugs. I'm not sure that there aren't. I've seen this with my dogs over the years. They, people that aren't, that are clueless, that aren't tuned in, don't recognize it. But your dog, I suppose your cat, too, can be depressed the same as human beings get depressed, right? So what do we do about that?
Well, there's a few things. Number one is I take a photo of my dog at least every other week. And the reason I take photos of my dogs is I like to compare them from month to month to see if they look any different. That's an important part of it, noticing how your dog or cat looks. But if you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden is not excited about going out for their walk or not excited about playing or doesn't eat with the gusto he used to, and they try to avoid contact with you, if you find your dog pacing and not sleeping, very similar to the effect depression has on people. There are things you can do. In fact, in severe cases, there are medications, but as a behaviorist, I kind of avoid that. So what you need to do is kind of change the routine, get that excitement generated again, take them for a walk in a different neighborhood, introduce them to new things and new people. So dogs can go through that type of depression, and very often, depression can lead to physical illnesses as well, based on the fact that they're just not getting the exercise or the mental stimulation that they need.
Yeah.
Sure. So it's very important to understand that as a behaviorist, and I deal with this all the time, so many dogs, when people go out and adopt or rescue a dog or a cat from a shelter, they bring the dog or cat home, and for the few days or a week or so, the dog or cat just doesn't respond to them, and they bring it back, or they don't understand it. You need to give that dog the opportunity to decompress. We don't know what he went through. Was he a street dog? Was he abused? Was he victimized? So it's important to understand when you adopt a dog or cat, give them the opportunity to decompress, and just make sure you stimulate their mind. We always talk about physical stimulation, and that's great. You know, I like going to the gym. I like exercising, but my dogs need that as well. So mental stimulation is just as important as physical stimulation, not only to keep the dog healthy, but also to keep the dog's personality where you want it to be, up and around. And the more mental stimulation a dog gets, the less behavioral issues they have. Take it from me.
All right, so that's some good advice. Pay attention to your dog. If you have that companion, that dog, that cat's going to pay attention to you because that's what their life is all about. You are their life. So give them the same courtesy, the kindness of paying attention to who they are and what they're all about. I think that's just I want to make sure Daisy is okay every day. So you
sure.
Check her, you feel her, you know, make sure the body is good. And look in her eyes and, you know, just give her a kiss.
You know, it was interesting. Something came up this week. We're talking about the, is it possible that your pets from the past can visit you?
Yes.
And people, yes. People contact me and say, you can hear their paws walking. You can smell their scent. You hear their collar. You can hear their voice. You might even feel the dog's presence or the cat's presence in bed with you. You hear a song that reminds you of them on the radio. Happy thoughts come of them in and out of blue. So it's amazing. I believe this. And, I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I do believe there are visitations from not only people but animals as well that you've loved in the past. I don't think that love ever dissipates. It never disappears. It's always there. And I think that love is some type of bridge between the ever after and now.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one. I can see Charlotte and Daisy all the time. Just the way she turns around and looks at me when we're out walking and talking to each other. Here's the story of a firefighter who lured a trapped dog off of the ice using treats and then lifted him over a 10-foot wall so he survived.
Another hero.
Michigan, yeah.
Another
right,
hero.
Exactly. Don't you love those stories? Always
best.
Good stories with Warren. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check that out at gooddayshow.com. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's concern in Washington after 11 Russian and Chinese warships carried out an operation near Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The Navy, in response, sent destroyers to shadow the fleet before it left the area without entering U.S. territory. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan said, "We've entered a new era of authoritarian aggression led by dictators in Beijing and Moscow." He called for a greater military presence near Alaska. The Houston Astros celebrating their World Series win at the White House Monday. President Biden hosted the team to honor their dominant 2022 victory.
Houston Astros, legends of Space City.
The president praised the organization for its support of those impacted by the deadly Uvalde school shooting. The Mega Millions jackpot's now just over $1.5 billion after there was no grand prize winner Friday night. That's been the case since April. $1.5 billion comes to $757 million in a lump sum. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing, I don't have the heebie-jeebies, I just like to keep moving, right? Mm-hmm. Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a five-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died?
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
There are so... practicing without a license. Uh-huh. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah, and if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses, yep, I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while, to go to stand up, and it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone.
Yeah, back, it's legs.
Stuck in that condition.
Terrible, yeah. I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff. Blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. If you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62. Yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse. Talk with your children, the day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office, and at lunch you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all.
Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a five-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said five-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, oh, let me take your blood pressure. So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so what's the definition of good exercise?
I think that
definition
also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some, as a society, we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like, if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports, we see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it'll change your life.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Oof.
And the family wasn't a match, but when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
I'm
it.
In. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God, think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in a family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that, you know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a two-year-old boy who fell from the second-story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa, as she jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second-story window. Kerry Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a two-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried to
get into things very fast.
I suppose. Yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second.
Yeah, but
the window open, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, so she was standing right underneath him of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
me. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, how did the 6-year-old even know how to drive when a lot of adults don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Recognize the theme from the X-Files. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments. Jay and I are afraid. Can you help us, Chuck? We're so afraid.
Oh, nothing I could do. Give me a hug, Doug.
Okay. That's good, Chuck. I'll send you a virtual hug. Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hi. So, what are we cooking on here? What are we?
Well, David Duchovny's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday. 60
years old, yes. August 7th, 1960. He's one of those actors who I think he's a good actor. He's an appealing guy. He's a good conversation on a talk show. But his career didn't overly transition to feature films. He was much better on television. It's hard to explain. You could argue Don Johnson was the same, although he's had a long running career, Don Johnson. But yeah. Bruce Willis's transition, let's say from TV to movies, was explosive. He had a great movie career.
Yeah.
But David Duchovny, not as much. Don Johnson, somewhere in between that, I would say.
Yeah.
A little bit better luck than Duchovny, but not a movie star, a TV star. I always find that interesting stuff.
His wife was Tea Leoni.
Tea Leoni.
Started as a helicopter traffic reporter in Boston when she was a kid.
I didn't know that.
She was from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
I'm a big fan.
I remember going to a restaurant in New Bedford with somebody, and I was when there was a big kind of open bar, big bar, and she had a bunch of kids there in a birthday party. When they left the the waitress screamed because she gave her a $100 tip. Isn't that funny how you remember stuff like that? It really is. I thought she was great in Madam Secretary. I thought that was the best work that she did. That was a great
movie. I like that movie, Deep Impact.
That was good. With who was her father?
She was miscast. When they cast her in Jurassic Park 3, they miscast her. That was not a role.
Yeah.
She's playing like a weak female. I hated that they did that. But I am a fan, no doubt. And I love her in the Nicolas Cage Family Man. I think that's some of the best work she's ever done.
And then interesting how our conversation started about David Duchovny.
Exactly, that's the fun of it.
Tia Leone, being
you have an interesting mind, and I have more of interesting mind than you, so that usually is a good comedy.
Good to know, yes, thank you. All right, what's the box office look like this weekend?
I don't know if you heard of this movie called Barbie, Doug.
It's doing
fairly well. Another $53 million in weekend number three. 43% drop week to week. Good, very good hold. $459 million domestically. A little over $1 billion worldwide. You know, I watched some of it yet because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. So I'm watching like another half hour yesterday.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like, I'm trying to figure out like what other movie does this feel like. And a little bit for me, it feels a little, it's different, but like a little bit like Beetlejuice in that the production design is very unique and creative in Barbie world. It has a feel to it. It has a surreal feel. I understand why it's a hit. It's very female empowering. There's no doubt about it. And that's the nerve it hit, and that's why it's doing so well. So, and the Meg 2, it got out of the gate. $30 million opening here, $142 million worldwide. That means very respectable.
Who wants to go see some big monster eat everybody? I don't get it.
It's called Mindless Fun. Oppenheimer, stop complaining. Oppenheimer, number three, $28 million. $552 million worldwide, Oppenheimer.
Wow.
A 3-hour adult drama. Somebody told me that, I never would have believed it.
It's a good movie. Well worth seeing.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, animated, place four, $28 million. $45 million in 5 days, that's solid. And Haunted Mansion ran out the top five. But it's all about Barbie still.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah.
Will Smith is recalling when Steven Spielberg sent a helicopter to pitch him. He wanted to bring him into a meeting so that he'd sign on to Men in Black.
You must be popular when they do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's what's interesting. When you said Will Smith, what do you think's the first thing I thought of?
The same thing everybody else thinks of.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
That's
the problem. I don't know if he's ever going to outlive that.
Be tough.
He has filmed Bad Boys 4, so that's going to be the first major barometer for his career. Will that movie do business?
I'll go see that movie.
And then if they do, I'm assuming they'll start filming on I Am Legend 2, which is in the pipeline. But I got a feeling Warner Brothers is going to be a little skittish until they see the results of Bad Boys 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I was about to talk about John Chu, but we don't have time because you occupied all of our time. Okay. Good. Chucker's back tomorrow, as is Jay, as is Doug, as are all of us to congregate together here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.